impressed?
Totally blown away. Blown away. Wow. Listen, I'm trying to...
Okay,
yeah. Don't want to fall off.
It wasn't made for us.
It definitely wasn't made for me.
You know what, Leah? I think God must be amazing. Being God must be amazing. Because if you were God, you can do what you like. And if you were God, you can even break the rules that you have established of law and science and nature so that your will be done. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, well, we touched on it, I think, when we were talking this morning. And my one of my favorite verses comes from Isaiah 45, and it says, I am God all by myself. And when you hear that, you're like, oh, okay, he's God by himself. But actually, essentially, when you look at what God is saying, is that I can do God things all by my own. Therefore, I can break the rules of science. I can break the rules of nature. And you only have to go through the Bible, I think, when you look at the virgin birth, when you look at him parting the Red Sea.
Good.
You can see him raising Lazarus. And just what we just saw just now, blown away at the story of resurrection. So he essentially broke the rules of science and nature.
Each one of those and many more. Mm-hmm. And I think once we grasp the power and the meaning of resurrection, we understand what God has done to restore human dignity and hope for human nature. It was Jesus who, I think he said this about himself, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he were dead, he shall live. Mm. And we've been enjoying this beautiful sunshine the last couple of days. And I don't know about you, I love spring. And spring reminds me so much of the story that we celebrated this morning. Because that whole winter, autumn, death, everything seems lifeless. And then you get to this time of year and things begin to emerge. Out of what seems like death, life comes. Mm. Resurrection.
Mm. Mm. And just looking at the shroud, I think you said something about where he, through his resurrection, we're restored in dignity and in purpose. And you just look at that picture and you just think it's that he went through in order for our dignity to be restored. And therefore, if we're restored in dignity and purpose, then we must defeat the enemy. The enemy has to be defeated in our lives, isn't it? And I think looking at what Paul says in Corinthians, he says our preaching and our faith is useless if he hasn't resurrected. But he goes a little bit further and he also talks about, he says, well, actually, your nature, no, in fact, I don't want to misrepresent. He says further, he says, if he's not resurrected, then our enemies have won. Then all of that was for nothing. But if therefore, we need to stand in a place of victory because we know that we serve a resurrected Jesus.
Well, I think also, isn't resurrection almost the launch of God's kingdom on earth. Because it's the beginning of a project, not primarily as some people think, to snatch every human being from earth and get them into heaven, but listen to this, to actually populate earth with the kingdom of heaven. And if we think of a prayer that we've prayed a million times, it's right there, isn't it? Mm. Your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So that's part of what the whole resurrection story is about. It's God's kingdom being thrown out there and launched on earth.
Yeah, and it's powerful to depopulate hell and populate heaven as Christians, isn't it? But then I think that comes alongside us understanding that we're bringing heaven onto earth, because then you miss that bit, and that's the bit where we become victorious in that understanding. And I think when we were talking about it, we also talked about how resurrection is like a receipt that evidences what Christ has done for us, much more than if you go into a shop, you buy something, you know, and here's a receipt, this is proof that I bought it. His resurrection is proof positive that he's died for our sins, and this evidence of our faith and resurrection in Christ, isn't it?
So if I'm hearing you right, a receipt that I get is evidence of the purchase that had been made. Mm. And if it is that Christ has bought us with his precious blood, resurrection is the receipt, which is evidence. You're good. You're good, you. You know, we could sit here greater minds than ours, of which there are many, could sit and debate this, and people have done, and gone through all the theological conundrums and the theological gymnastics throughout the Bible to try and prove this and do that and argue that. But at the end of the day, I think the way that we deal with God here is faith. Argue as much as you want, come to whatever conclusions you want, but ultimately we come to Christ through the promises he's made, through what we witness he's done, and we trust him as our God and our Father. And I think before we go, it'd be only right for us to just sort of throw an invitation out there.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair enough?
Yeah.
Because there may be people here, I don't know, who know very little of what we're talking about, this message of life and hope and faith through death and resurrection. And so in a minute I'm going to ask you to pray if that's okay. But the invitation is, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus in the way that we seem to be inferring through all that we've sung and we've seen and we've talked about, then find him for yourself. Get the hope in your life that God offers. Let him restore not just humanity, but your humanity. And establish the purpose that you are here for. Would you
I would, yeah.
If that's okay?
I just want to acknowledge that fact that if you don't know what it is that we believe in, it is mind-blowing to talk about a Jesus who defied the laws of science and nature, and therefore what you say, which is so powerful, is that the vehicle for that is faith. So I'm going to pray for an openness and a softening of heart to see a different perspective. Father God, would you just come down this morning on this Easter Sunday and touch the hearts that are questioning? Lord, I pray that there is a softening within this congregation and gathering, Father God, that just is open to see a different perspective. Father God, I pray for the gift of faith, that we begin to hear with our hearts and not only with our minds, and that you break down this mystery in such a way that it speaks so personally to each and every one of us. Lord, on this Easter Sunday, Father, may people who've been asking just begin to have that questioning and conversation with people. I pray, Father God, that this is the beginning. It's not like a light bulb switch, but it's a process. And I pray that process starts with people today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And if that is you, then grab Leah or myself and come and talk to us, and we'd love to pray more with you. Brenda's hovering.
Yeah.
There's just something that I meant to say that I didn't say, and that is that they do, scientists who are only interested in the science are now saying that this has been made by a flash of light, and truly believe that resurrection light.
Amen. Amen.
If you're a Christian here this morning, you're the happiest person on earth.
Amen.
And many of you look like it. And so we want to sing a bit more and celebrate it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
That's good. Let's stand together and let's sing as we begin to conclude this morning's worship together, celebrating the great moment in history, death, resurrection for each one of us. All yours.
Amen.